Tales from the Truth is Here, My Fake Brother. This seriously happened to me last year. I was home alone. My two older brothers are always in our local church, which is just very near to us. It's like one street away. We also had no electricity. It was daytime. We couldn't pay our bill on time, so I was home alone. I'll have to admit that I'm not in the church with my brothers because I'm too lazy when it comes to religions and things that need me to go out and talk to people. I would always choose to be home alone back then. So yeah, I was home alone, no electricity, just using my phone, drawing stuff on my sketchbook, music, etc. My brother went home and he went straight to the bedroom, no word or anything, but it wasn't very fast. He walked normal with like a normal face. So after a couple of hours, it was almost getting nighttime. We do have a couple of candles, but I couldn't find them. So I was asking my brother, who has still not come out of the bedroom. He went outside quickly and out of the house. He told me to follow him and fix the electricity. I was like, "What's your plan?" And he asked me to get the screwdriver and pliers. He taught me how to get back electricity when it's cut off. He told me to cut this hanging thing that had a lock for the electricity meter or something. It's a circle-shaped thing that's attached to a wall in every house that has electricity. He told me to remove the seal after the lock and pulled out the whole cover. This revealed a plastic chip that was in between this metal that's supposed to be in contact with the cover. I just removed it, so I removed the chip and put back the cover. The lights went on. I was like, "Oh wow, that's it? That was easy." My brother went straight back to his bedroom again. Then I received a call on my phone. "We're going to spend the night here. You should come here. We have electricity and food," my brother said. The one who's speaking, of course. I know his voice. I know my brother's voice. This voice is the one who helped me fix our electricity. I told him, "Where are you?" And he's like, "The church." I said, "Stop. You're obviously joking. You're so lame." But I wanted to come to his bedroom and just throw a pillow on him, but I realized I'm not even hearing any voice from his bedroom while I'm talking to him. He was talking normally and he's not being quiet. I should be able to hear him inside, but there's no voice at all. I couldn't run. My legs turned so weak and I didn't even want to make any sounds at all. I slowly grabbed my pants and slowly walked outside while looking at every single corner. I was tearing up so badly, my lips were shaking while I was thinking, "If this is a prank, God damn it." But it's not. It's not a prank. I arrived at the church trembling. I even cried harder when I saw both of my brothers. They had never, ever seen me cry like that before. I'm even crying while typing this out. It has got to be the most traumatic memory of my life. I have been with someone I'm not sure is human. That is not my brother. I have talked to him. I followed his orders to fix our electricity. I freaking followed a non-human's command.